is Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the latest episode of Fluent English Now, we went through all the communication strategies that we have met in the first season. We discussed them in detail and practiced said strategies in a more thorough manner. In today's episode, we are meeting with a new strategy called stalling. Ready? Let's go! Stalling is an umbrella term which refers to several different techniques. If you recall from the latest episode, I have mentioned that the main purpose of stalling is to buy yourself some precious time. By getting yourself a breather, you have the opportunity to gather your thoughts and get back on track with the conversation. Now, stalling can take the form of using simple, single-word utterances like mm-hmm, uh-huh, yeah, right, totally, and such for agreeing with someone. Or you might use them to signal the other that you're paying attention and they haven't lost you yet. However, stalling has a more sophisticated form too. This usually involves memorizing fixed phrases. These phrases are often labeled as idioms and contain plenty of things from greetings, clichés, sayings, proverbs, etc. In my experience, if you master the most relevant idioms and use them daily, you can easily and quickly boost both your vocabulary and your speech fluency. There's a huge number of idioms that you can hear on a daily basis that most often come from sources of entertainment like films, series, games, music, or books. Here are the idioms that I personally hear the most frequently in said sources. At the end of the day, which is often used to show that if you consider every aspect of a certain issue, you will come to this conclusion. You're saying, which is a pretty informal way of asking someone what they just said. A more neutral way of asking for repetition would be, excuse me, what did you just say? What were you saying? Pardon? Let's get this show on the road. This is a typically informal expression indicating that someone should finally start doing a certain action. Another expression that can be applied here, although it is more likely to be used in a partying context, is let's get this party started. To run the show is used to indicate something about the one being in charge of a situation. Perfect example sentence would look like this. Who runs this show anyway? Which is an inquiry about who's in charge around. Those were the idioms I hear the most frequently. What about you? What idioms and other fixed phrases do you come across in your daily life? Write them down in a list to help you through the more difficult conversational situations. If you are unsure whether a phrase you have seen or heard is an actual idiom, feel free to consult with your English teacher, an English dictionary, or Google for clarification. Now, in this podcast, we are not going into detail about what idioms are or their types, as it falls out of the scope of our series. We aren't focusing on the different fronts that said idioms can be used either. So, I will leave you here with a piece of advice instead. Studying and memorizing idioms, as well as other elements of vocabulary, will definitely give both your lexicon and your speech fluency a great boost. Let's recap. In today's episode, we studied the use of another incredibly useful communication strategy called stalling. Stalling allows you to catch a breather and use the extra time to come up with a proper answer or reaction. This is most effectively achieved by using fixed phrases called idioms. It is always worth noticing and noting down such phrases and memorizing them for any possible situation. And if you can successfully combine said idioms with a number of communication strategies, now that's when the party starts and you will become a real speaker of the language. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. Until next time, keep speaking English.